From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump is continuing to meet with prospective candidates for high-level jobs in his administration. Trump met with the 2012 Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney at his golf resort in New Jersey Saturday. Romney, who opposed Trump's candidacy during the campaign, told reporters he and Trump discussed a variety of topics. Trump met with several other people Saturday, including former Marine General James Mattis, who is considered a leading candidate for Secretary of Defense. Late Saturday, Trump told reporters he was impressed with everyone he had spoken to.
He's just a brilliant, wonderful man. What a career, and we're going to see what happens. But he is the real deal. Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
Want the job.
On Sunday, Trump is to sit down with Wilbur Ross, a potential commerce secretary who made billions by investing in bankrupt companies and distressed assets. Trump will also meet New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, who was recently demoted in his role on Trump's transition team. Officials in India say a passenger train derailed early Sunday, killing at least 30 people, injuring more than 100 others in the northern part of the country. It was not immediately clear what caused the coaches to leave the tracks. Train accidents are common in India, with most accidents occurring due to human error or aging equipment. President Barack Obama met with Chinese President Xi Jinping Saturday at the Asia-Pacific Economic Corporation meeting, with the Chinese leader saying the two countries are at a hinge moment in their relationship. Mr. Xi said that he hoped the two sides would work together to focus on cooperation, manage their differences, and make sure there is a smooth transition in the relationship and that it will continue to grow going forward. Obama praised the two countries' effective partnership on global challenges. This is VOA News. More than a month after the start of the battle for Mosul, the United Nations reports a marked increase in the number of people fleeing densely populated urban areas of the beleaguered Iraqi city. As Lisa Schlein reports, the UN reports a tripling of the number of displaced people over the past 2 weeks.
The UN reports more than 40,000 displaced people are sheltering in formal camps run by the Iraqi government in three governorates. The UN Refugee Agency currently has six camps open, hosting well over 14,000 people with a capacity for 54,600. Thousands of other displaced people are living with relatives and in informal settings such as unfinished construction sites. A spokesman for the International Organization for Migration, Joel Millman, who has just returned from Iraq, says he was most impressed by the resiliency of families, many of whom have been forced to flee their homes several times. He tells VOA the relief felt by people liberated from Islamic State was palpable. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
South Korean prosecutors said they believe President Park Geun-hye conspired with a confidant who allegedly manipulated government affairs and bullied companies into giving millions of dollars to a foundation she controlled. Park's associate was formally charged Sunday on suspicion of interfering with state affairs. Prosecutors are also preparing to question Park, which could happen in the next few days. The prosecution on Sunday also indicted two former presidential aides who allegedly conspired with Park's associate. Saturday, police said more than 150,000 people turned out for the latest anti-Park protests in Seoul. The International Space Station gained three new residents, a Russian and a French astronaut, along with American Peggy Whitson, the oldest and most experienced woman to orbit the world. Whitson, who will celebrate her 57th birthday in February, has now become the oldest woman in space, adding to her long list of barrier-breaking records. The six-month mission should push her beyond 534 days in space, the U.S. record set in September by 58-year-old astronaut Jeffrey Williams. The three joined an American and two Russians at the orbiting lab. And the NASA Space Agency is celebrating what it says was a successful launch of the most advanced weather satellite ever built. That took place on Saturday. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.